Blog Talk Radio. About getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are so happy to be with you tonight, even more happy than we ever imagined before, because we're all alive and healthy.
Yes,
huh?
Absolutely.
For sure. It is a Wednesday night, and we've got a couple of interesting things going on around the country. And, of course, as always, we're going to be doing mini angel readings tonight. And if you want to call in, we've got some lines open. The number is 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. Feel free to give us a call and ask a question, make a comment, or even if you have some advice or want some advice, we'll be happy to talk to you. And in our chat room is going to be Miss Susie Q. She should be in there any moment. I don't see her in there just yet. She's our chat room mom, and she kind of keeps everybody in there tucked in nice and warm. I see Daniel Rivers is in there, and we're thrilled with that because we adore him. And we're just looking forward to having a good show tonight, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Now, I know I'm going to say this question, and I already know the answer because you had a hellacious week. How was your week?
Well, my week was okay till last night.
Yeah.
It was the most terrifying experience I've had in a really, really, really long time.
Yeah.
My daughter borrowed my car last night to go with some friends to the movies, and she kind of got sidetracked. Ended up going to drop somebody off, and then she was on her way back to the movies, and
it was raining,
it was dark. She's a new driver. She's a good driver. She's a great driver, but she was turning onto a main road, and for whatever reason, I don't know, she didn't see this car coming, and oh my gosh, she got hit, and the car is just probably totaled.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totaled. And, you know, I think the only thing that's important here is that she's alive.
Absolutely.
That's all that matters. She's alive, and it could have been, you know,
oh my
it could
gosh.
Have been
I
so
mean,
much worse.
When she called me, she was hysterically crying. And, of course, the only thing on her mind was the fact that she wrecked my car.
Right.
And, who cares about the car? The car is the last thing on my mind.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I said to you it was kind of good that she was so upset that she was thought you were going to be upset because she wasn't focusing on that she could have killed herself.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
I mean, inches, right?
Thank God she had her seatbelt on. For all listeners out there,
yeah.
Wear your seatbelts because it is the difference between life and death. It truly is.
It truly is. And did the other car roll?
No.
Okay.
None of them rolled. Okay. They were both 16-year-old drivers.
Yeah.
I don't really know what happened with the other girl. We're thinking maybe she didn't have her headlights on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is a dark road. You would definitely see her.
You definitely would see her, and it's kind of amazing. It's just, all I can say is it's a blessing and that she's still with us because, dear God, there's nothing more frightening. And on that note, my daughter got her license
yesterday. All on the same day.
All on the same day.
I said, is this a sign from God saying, be careful, all of you drivers, be careful?
Well, you know, my daughter says, well, Mom, can I go with Chloe and my other friend? And I don't want to say their names. I shouldn't say their names. I'm sorry. But she says, can I go with my friends to the mall? We want to go dress shopping for, you know, homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. And she said, why not? I said, because you've had your license less than 12 hours. No. You come straight home from school, da da da. So, long story short, you know, after everything went down last night, you know, I sat her down, talked to her, and she was so worried.
Well,
you know, she had this look on her face like she was scared to death.
It's just
hard
to believe,
you know,
that it can happen. I mean, you always think, oh, it's just going to happen to other people.
Right.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't.
And things can happen in an instant.
Really. And I know she got banged up and bruised.
Oh,
and
she's
sore. And got some burns on her arm from the airbag. But,
and you know what? Thank God she was driving my car. Because her car is an older car, and it's just not in the best shape.
Well, your car, you just got your car.
It's a brand new car. I've made two car payments.
I know. Well, I told you I didn't like that car. It was a little too
narrow.
I know.
It's kind of sporty.
I mean, it was pretty looking, and it had great pep.
It had good safety ratings, though.
It worked. I mean, you walk away from an accident like that, it's
amazing.
I would like to, with your permission, say a little prayer, and this is for anybody who needs healing. I know your daughter could do some healing right now. So, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, like a watchful shepherd, you care for us and provide us with all that we need. You shower us with your love and send people into our lives to help care for us, especially in time of sickness or pain. I pray for healing
for everyone who suffers because of illness or advanced age or car accidents or anything else that may have come up. In the midst of our pain and weakness, strengthen our faith that we may be filled with hope in you. In the midst of our frustrations and discouragement, give us patience that we may accept our own limitations. In the midst of our loneliness and fears, help us to know we are not alone, that you walk with us each moment in our lives. Be with us, Lord, in our time of need. Heal us in body, soul, and spirit, that we may rejoice in your grace and blessings in this world and come to enjoy the fullness of your presence in the life to come.
Amen.
That's a prayer well needed, and we thank you, God, for taking care of little Melissa.
Oh,
because,
my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Was it a crazy night?
It was a crazy night, and on top of it was pouring.
We had crazy weather here. We had a big cold front that came in here to Florida. And, well, you saw tonight, I'm wearing what?
I know, you're dressed for the weather. Here I'm still dressed for normal Florida weather.
I love it when the cold weather comes in, so I threw on a pair of jeans and a big old sweatshirt. Because it's my favorite thing, and it's so comfortable, and yeah, I'm comfortable. And you're wearing a T-shirt.
I know, I'm pretty casual, but this is me. I like living in Florida. I love the weather.
I know you do, and you can transport me up to the Northeast any day, you know.
Well, and you and I both grew up there.
I know. So
I don't know. I guess ever since I moved down here, I really adapted.
I know, but I like what Daniel River says in our chat room. It's cuddle weather, and I sure do like cuddle weather.
Yeah.
It's nice. I think what we should do, with your agreement, shouldn't we take one of our callers? Because we've got
stuff
on the line. We want to do that. So we're going to go ahead and take a call now. Her name is Karen. Hi, Karen. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Well, bless you for taking my call. Thank you.
You're very welcome. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was calling about work. I wondered if you saw me getting a position. There's a company that I had tried, I put my resume in, and it didn't come through, and that's okay. I didn't have my heart terribly set on it. I thought, well, you know, if it's meant to be. But I'm told by a couple of different people that work at that company that it didn't work out who they had chosen before, so they're reviewing my resume. And I wonder what you saw in regard to that.
I'm getting a super yes to the positive with what I call a vibration. And I always say when I get that kind of response, it's not just yes, it's like heck yeah. So that's a good sign. The thing I'm going to tell you is that this is a wise choice for you as far as employment if you decide to go there. I'm being told to be optimistic about it, that it still may take it's going to take a little bit more time before you get the call, but I do see that it will come.
Wow. So you see that actually being a good match for me, too? I mean, I know I've got the skills and everything, but it's a bit of a stretch in one aspect. And then the other part of it is I'm not real familiar with the agency itself and the nature of – and I've asked others in my area that are very highly placed professionals about what they know about it. And I don't see it as a fly-by-night. I don't see it as anything shady, but
I don't see it as a fly-by-night either, but what I will tell you is I see that I know this sounds silly, but I see a lot of numbers involved. Does that make sense?
It could very well possibly be because they're trying to open up a new location down here in this neck of the woods where I live. And they're based, I think, almost 4 hours away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I can tell you is that I also see, and I want to share this with you, I see that as far as this goes, when you go to apply for this job, because you're still going to get called in, you're still going to have to interview for it. But probably the most important thing is that you speak openly and honestly the truth. Don't hold back and don't hesitate.
Okay.
Okay. But I also see you're going to reach a point where this job, you can put it on autopilot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah,
it's not
absolutely
going to be that challenging, but in a way it is, but not to the point where you're going to be overwhelmed, and I think that's something you need in your life right now, something that's
you know, a little bit of a piece of cake. You know what I mean?
Oh, bless you. You're so right on the nose. I'm
okay,
also
good.
Taking something completely separate from that. I'm in night school to become certified, and it should, well, it will finish like November 17th. Do you see that going okay?
Let me take a look. Yes, but is this in the holistic area?
Well, it's helping folks, but it's not. It's more on the financial, commercial kind of stuff.
Okay. Oh, wow. For some reason, I was getting holistic, and I don't know why.
The other one is holistic. The other one would be
is.
More.
Okay. Maybe that's why. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I can tell you the one that you're looking to get certified in. You know, I'd like to tell you, and I'm getting a positive response, but it's nothing like the other one. You know, it's just positive. It's not like jump off the charts positive. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're right. That's more of a conventional mainstream. Well, I can actually tell you, I guess. It's real estate.
Okay. All righty.
So you can do anything. You can do property management. You can, you know.
I would tell you this. The first thing we discussed is the one that I see jumping off the charts in a positive way. The second thing, it's okay, but it's not going to jump off the charts. That doesn't mean it's not going to be successful. I just see the other one being uber successful. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Makes sense.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. That's wonderful. Yeah, that agency is just, we're not familiar with that place down here. And they've done a couple of things where I've thought, what? You know, I just would have done it differently, completely differently. I mean, on the practical level, I would just would have thought that that kind of thing would have been done wholly different.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Where are you calling from, Karen?
In Tucson.
Tucson, okay, very, very good. Well, I want to tell you thank you for calling. I hope I was able to help you tonight.
You are. Thank you so much. And I love listening to you all, and I love how you're very, just the very spiritual fiber.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. God bless you. You have a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
How sweet.
Yeah, really nice. It's always, you know, it's hard when you're out there, as you know, in the job market, trying to find the right one and the right choice, and to know sometimes, and that's what I think the angels are great for, to give us that little bit of edge to tell us, you know, something's going to happen or something's going to go through. That's always a good thing.
Nice that something's going to go positive and a
right.
job that you're going to enjoy.
Right, exactly. I totally agree. And you know what I think we should do? I think we should take just a short break now. This is for your daughter. It's
okay.
Called I'm a Survivor.
All right.
I was born 3 months too early. The doctor gave me 30 days. But I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. I guess I'll keep on living, even if it's love to die for. Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind. Cause I was born to be the baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance. The one who ought to give up, but she's just too hard-headed. A single mom who works two jobs. I don't hide behind the crown. When the deck is stacked against me, I just play a different game. My roots are planted in the past, and though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. The baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who I
Psychic Cafe. Do you know who that was?
That was Reba.
Yeah, you know I love Reba, and I love that song that she does on the show, which is a version of this one, but it wasn't quite that one. Right,
right.
So,
I mean, it was a little piece of it.
Well, it was a little piece of it, but not quite. But it was still good, and I still
kind of enjoyed it. Well, that is one of it's one of those shows, and I DVR that show because it just makes me feel good.
Right, yeah, of course, you know.
Because, you know, everybody on that show, what a good supporting cast she had with the guy that played Van and Barbara Jean. I mean, they're all so hilarious.
I love that show, and I, as everyone knows, I get up in the morning and I vegetate with my cup of coffee and I watch reruns, and I've told people I pretty much know the lines of half the characters now for different...
Well, you probably do, because if you watch it every day, wow.
I know, and
such a limited amount of episodes.
But I did just see episode 26, and I'd never seen that before. And sadly, I knew what episode 26 was. So that also threw me
out. How do you know what the episode number is?
Well, if you go into your DVR thing, it tells you whatever. Because have you ever been, like, watching a show, and you're like, oh, that's really good. I wonder what happens next. And, oh, well, I DVR'd it. Because a lot of times, like, I like a show, but maybe 2 weeks before I
right.
get to it or three
right.
weeks. And so I can watch, you know, them right after another concurrently. And do you like the word they use, concurrent? Wasn't that
very
big?
Word.
I know. I got out my thesaurus and my dictionary. Yeah, so what I did was I saw it was episode 26 because we had said that we had never seen, was it Reba's parents?
There were a couple.
Now, I know we saw his mom.
No, hers were on it a couple
hers
of times.
Hers were on, yeah. But this was another episode, episode 26. I guarantee you've never seen it.
There was one that I watched recently. I'm like, wow, I have never seen this one.
That's like finding a treasure, isn't it?
Well, it is for a show, and my son gets so mad. He's like, oh, will you stop recording all these stupid Rebas? He
I know.
Says, you watch the same ones over and over and over. Because they record every weekend. It's the same ones.
My husband says, I don't understand this. How come every time I want to DVR a show, there's never anything left to DVR because you guys use all the time?
I know.
I'm like, well, here's the thing. The girls like this, and I like this. And he goes, but no one ever watches these shows. I'm like,
yeah, but, it's
but
there
when
if
we
you
want,
ever want
to,
them.
They will be available.
Right.
Exactly. And he's like, all I want to do is watch football. Because you have to cancel one of the DVR shows.
You do.
You know?
We have that problem on Monday nights.
Yeah. So,
there's like a... three things that are recording and they're all at the same time and it only do two.
Yeah, so that's ours only do two.
I told you we must watch too much TV.
I know, isn't that? But I don't. I just, you know, I like Pawn, PAWN stars, because that's a really good show. It's about people going to pawn shops. You notice I want to say that correctly. It's not like I'm from Jersey, and I am. Pawn. It's
pawn shop.
But really, PAWN, Pawn Stars is really good. And then there's a new one called Cash and Carry, which is really cute. It's about these girls.
People that work at Cash and Carry?
No, see, you would think,
yeah.
Wouldn't you? But one of the girls' name is Cash, and the other girl's name is Carrie, Cari.
That's cute.
And they have this, they do like estate sales. And I think it might be from Vancouver or something. I'm not
uh-huh.
sure. But it's really cute. It's so much fun to see, you know, they go into homes, and it's, you know, I just really
you're
like
the reality
it.
Show queen.
I am. I mean, I really am. Me and Kathy Griffin, I know she likes them a lot,
oh, does
too. And
she
I
do?
Really, yeah, I just, and I know they're not real. I was watching New Jersey Housewives, the Housewives of New Jersey, and I, that is so not real. And I was starting to get annoyed, and I actually turned it off, and I don't think I'm going to watch it anymore. Because I realized...
You realize it's all
well,
fake?
Yeah, but it was obviously fake. I mean, as long as it was tricking me, it was okay. But,
but nobody acts like that. Well, look, you were the one that texted me the other day and said they had a casting call for Real World. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Casting call means actors.
Right, and that means exactly, and I was going to have your son go over.
Yeah. Except he was too old.
He was too old. Isn't that sad? Your son's too old for... No, that's like, I mean... You're right, though. They are. I mean, they're all cast. They are cast. They have to be. They want interesting characters and people who are going to mix together well. Otherwise, look, it's all about money. It's all about selling the show, right? Getting paid advertising.
Well, and he said
he
would never go on that because once you go on a show like that, you will never get on anything else.
Yeah,
and I said, and like you're on anything?
Well, no, your son now. Okay, your son was on a shot a pilot for Disney.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Jelly Bean Jungle. Jungle, okay. And then he was recently in a science fiction movie.
Yes, he was.
He was, so he was a character in that. So,
was,
you know, a zombie.
A zombie.
Hey,
zombie yeah. number five.
It doesn't matter. I think it's great. And you know, because we live here, he can go to all these casting calls.
Right.
And why not? You know, look, it's not what you know sometimes. It's who you know.
Well, and he knows a lot of people. We do have the school down here called Full Sail.
Yes.
Or, I mean, it's become huge, and people come from all over the country to go to this school.
It's a one-year school, right?
Uh-huh. It's one year.
And it's like, what,
so
60,000 or something, or is it 40,000?
Well, it used to be 45. But
you know, for 1 year. But when they leave that school, they're all getting jobs.
Yeah.
It's not like they're leaving the school and they're unemployed.
Right.
I don't know anyone who's graduated from there that I know who hasn't gotten a job.
I don't really know that many people there. I know my son knows a lot of them.
Yeah,
a
I know.
A lot of them.
Well, you remember Donna?
Yeah.
Remember her husband?
Right. Yeah, but
yeah.
He struggled to find a job.
Did he?
He did, and he ended up doing something. What are the guys that arrange the wires and stuff? What are they called? Like a grip?
Cablers? Oh, maybe a gripper.
I think
maybe.
Not a gripper, a grip.
A grip? Okay. I just figure if you're gripping something, you're a gripper. But he's a grip. Okay.
A grip. And they set up all the wires and all that stuff.
But
he was doing that for sporting events.
I heard he was doing actually very well, though.
He was, but that was... Who knows what he's doing now.
We haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
Right, so. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, though. I think...
exciting because, I mean, my son has the personality to be in the movies.
Yes, he does.
Because he is so ridiculously funny.
He is hysterical, and I say it every time we go out. Both your sons, though, are very funny.
Well, they are.
They
together, they're funny.
Humor. Yes, they're very funny. They feed off each other. And you can't spend an evening with them and not crack up the whole time.
I know.
Which is great.
They're too funny. It's like a...
Frickin' Frack?
Frickin' Frack. Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, yeah. No, but see, no, because neither one of them, they're both just funny. They're smart, too, so it's not like...
Well, right, but
humor.
My
I
oldest son kind of plays off...
Yeah, the younger
the
one.
The younger one.
I know.
Yeah, he can really get going.
Oh, but they're great. My daughter was doing that when we were at the driver's license bureau the other day, getting her license. You know what we did? I don't know if I even told
what?
You this. You're going to think I'm insane.
What did you
okay.
do?
You know, the day
what
before.
What could you possibly do at the DMV?
Okay, what do you hear? The day before, they head off from school.
Mm-hmm.
So we were out test driving, you know, making
right.
sure she was ready.
Right.
And then we went and got Burger King, and
okay.
then we sat in the parking lot of the DMV, and then we tagged. We followed the people that were taking the driving test so we would know the course. And then
was clever.
And then after the girl got back, well, it was really this young man, and as soon as we followed, and then we kept sneaking down side streets and watching everything they did. And then when she got done and they went back, I had – my daughter drive it, and we even went through the cones and everything, so she kind of did a test run, and made her a lot less nervous.
Well, probably, because I know when my daughter took the test, it was raining. Apparently rain is part of her life. She needs to have a limo.
Yeah, right. That's what she needs. She needs a driver. That's what she needs. I had a driver once. Remember when I had that one job? I was fresh out of college. Remember when I worked for Guillermo and I had Paco and I had a chauffeur driven town car and they were supposed to, and I was the marketing head of marketing, and I didn't know what to do with the driver. I was so young. I'm like, I called up my friend and she worked for, I needed to have some logos designed for the company, and I called her up and said, come on, we're going to have a lunch meeting. Let's go to bed again. And we did. And then we're like inside. I'm like, what do? Do I bring them food? What do I have food? Center? I didn't know what to do with them.
That's so funny,
like,
but now wouldn't you love to have a limo and a
God.
Driver?
I then it was just cool. Now it would be like just so nice.
It'd be so nice. You could sit and read.
I know.
Or watch TV.
I know. You know.
Or take a nap.
Take a nap. But that would freak me out.
Or stick your head out of the roof and scream.
No, because that girl, she got, remember the carrier pigeon? I know, that was not good.
What are the odds of something like that really happening?
1001 Ways to Die. It was Bizarre Ways to Die. But anyway, we're going to take somebody out of the chat room. Her name is Mary Ann Horvath, and her birthday, she says, is September 16th, 1959. And she says, do you see a new romance or a return of an ex in the near future? And you know what? Let's take a look at this. It's funny that you gave your birth date because, you know, on this show I normally never ask.
Yeah, you don't usually do the zodiac thing.
No, I don't, and it's because it's great to
which
have
I love
it,
the zodiac.
You know, yeah. And let's put it this way: I'm very familiar with the zodiac, so I can tell you this. I can tell you, Mary, that you are Marianne. Couple things about yourself, okay? Since you gave me your birth date. I'm going to tell you that you sometimes are a little bit anxious and fussy. Now, I know that sounds like not a positive thing.
Like a baby.
No, I don't mean it that way. I just mean that, you know, here's the thing. You're highly, highly intelligent. You know it as well as I do. But you also have a tendency to be over-analytical. And because of that, you tend to dwell on things way too much. And you dwell on the past, and then you start thinking about it over and over again, and you kind of overcomplicate things. And so I'm going to tell you that's something you need to stop, because it not only makes you kind of crazy, it makes the other people you're with crazy, because they just get it's exhausting for you, it gets exhausting for them. And so I'm going to suggest that you work on that one character trait, because, you know, you're a wonderful, kind person, you're reliable, I know this. I know that you have some really, really good character traits, okay? The one thing I also will tell you is that this past relationship, which is not typical for Virgo, because, Virgos normally have a tendency to retreat when they're confronted. But in your case, I don't feel like you didn't talk about what was going on. I felt that there was some emotional distance in the ex, because I think that's the one you're referring to. And I think there was an emotional distance, but at the same time, I think you confronted it and tried to communicate it, which does not go in line with what your birth sign is. But I will tell you this. Do I see you getting back together with the ex? You and I both know that had red flags written all over it, and if it was a healthy relationship, it wouldn't have gone down the toilet the way it did in the first place. So what I'm going to tell you, there is definitely a new guy in your future. I'm going to tell you between now and 8 months from now, you should be looking for a new guy. And the word name Mark is coming to my brain. And so I'm going to stick with that. Mark, definitely an M name in the beginning. So 8 months from now, the name Mark, okay? All right, I hope that was helpful.
Cool.
All right. She hasn't responded here, so I don't know how on the money I am, but I'm sure we'll hear from her, and then we'll know. And so I want to say hi again to Daniel Rivers in the chat room. He's talking about Ninja Turtles. No, that's Jay. Oh, Jay's in the chat room.
Oh, hey, Jay.
Hey, Jay, hi. Daniel posted something on his Facebook. And, folks, do me a favor if you want to. Go to the beginning. Somewhere on the blog talk screen where my thing is, you can go to my Facebook. And if you don't see it there, it's under the name Ginny Counselor. Ginny Counselor, like a counselor, because it's a great way to interact, and I post all the shows on there, and if there's a rerun, what the rerun's about, and all that good stuff. But I saw Daniel had posted he's doing a mud walk, and he wants to know if anyone wants to go. Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't do mud, but
I haven't been
sounded interesting
to the mud walk since my kids were in elementary school.
And I bribed you. Remember, I begged
you.
Yes. Right.
And I got out of it.
I know, you did, and I ended up having to go.
Yes, but I went through 3 children with that mud walk.
I know. I only had to go for 1 out of my 2, so it wasn't so bad. There's this, like, huge muddy bog, and you're literally up to your knees or thighs in mud. And you walk through it, and they call this fun.
The kids absolutely love it because they get all mushy and gushy, and you have to tape your pants legs so the mud doesn't go up into your pants.
Yeah.
It's really pretty gross.
Well, and they have little leeches. You know, the kids are sitting out with little leeches on them, and I'm like, how is this educational and or fun? You know? So this is what I did. I went, and then when it was time to get in the mud, the teacher, she was pregnant, but she didn't want anyone to know. And I said, she said, I'm going to walk through. I said, you know, I'm afraid you might get lost. I'm familiar with it. Let me go with you. I had no idea where I was going. We're lucky they didn't find us 2 weeks later, covered in mosquito bites. But that's how I got out of going through the mud.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even walk through the mud?
No, I never did.
Unbelievable.
I told my daughter, I said, stay with your group. I'll be right there. I went with her pregnant teacher, and then like they come out the other side, and then we kind of come around the corner, and then we just got a little muddy. Made
a little
like we walked
muddy.
Through
I was covered with mud.
See,
and I'm a short person, so
yeah, I know.
It was
like,
all the way
like
up to my neck.
The mud trying to get it out. That's funny. Marianne Horvath said, thank you, so you are also very, very welcome. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next call. You ready?
Absolutely.
Are you ready? Okay. Dun-da-da, drum roll, please. I think we have Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Oh, yes. You know where we love that area. So tell us how the weather is up there in New York.
Well, it's raining today. It was raining today, but it's going to be a little cloudy tomorrow and then the weekend good.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's not bad at all. We have like 40 and 50 mile per hour winds here. And
it kind of sounds like a hurricane outside.
It does. I mean, you should hear it. It's crazy, but it's still nice. And, you know, that's a good thing. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Did you see Donald Trump was on the debate last night? I guess they did a cutaway to Donald Trump. Supposedly, do you follow Donald Trump and the election and everything that's going on up there?
No. Nope.
Yeah, well, I just, I don't know. I think I'm missing something. I thought maybe it was like a New York, New Jersey thing, and I didn't quite get the connection, because apparently a lot of the politicians are going to Donald Trump asking for his endorsement. And I'm thinking, Donald Trump?
That's odd.
I'm a little confused. I don't know. Yeah, I thought maybe you can give me some insight, but if you don't follow, that's okay. Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about it. How can I help you tonight?
I had two questions, but my first question was, I'm applying for teacher aide jobs and teacher assistant jobs that happened just to come available recently, interviewed one on Monday and then next Tuesday, and then I'm waiting to hear this week for next week's interview. When do you see me getting a job? I know I will, but I just want to know when.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you two questions. Did you apply to work with disabled children?
Maybe like a special ed, not yet.
Yeah. That's special ed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not yet. I had the first one was like a lunch monitor at 8 for first grade, the one on Monday. Next Tuesday's for lunch monitor with the high school, but it's full-time. And then I'm waiting to be a teacher assistant this week to hear of interviews.
Okay. Okay, so I see the one on the high school. That's a positive. I see the one, the teacher's aide. I see you getting something working with the challenge, mentally challenged. I don't know why, special ed. Does that make sense?
Well, I didn't apply for that one yet. I know I didn't get the one that I interviewed on Monday. I didn't get a call back on that one.
Okay, so you know. For some reason, I see it going in that direction. I don't know if you're comfortable with that or if that's an area you excel in, but that's something I see that's going to be coming available that's going to be offered to you.
Do you know when?
That should come up in the next three and a half weeks.
What about the high school one, the lunch monitor thing on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, I see that coming up. Now, I'm going to tell you something odd about that. That's a show-in, but I'm not so sure you're going to like that one. I don't know why.
I was just thinking maybe you're taking it, though, because I'm going to get a job. I'll have a job. Yay.
Well, you know, look, and this is really important for me to say for anyone who's listening, okay? I don't ever want to affect your free will, and nor do the angels. As a matter of fact, they're not supposed to affect your free will. So when I tell you these things, it's simply to know that those opportunities are going to be coming available. It doesn't mean you have to take them. If the high school one becomes available and you take it, let's see what happens. You may love it. You may decide, you know what, I got a call on another job and I'm going to take it because... you know, all I could say is you'll definitely be employed, so don't worry about that, okay?
And what do you see with me and the person I'm dating? Think it's going to go further or dating about...
The person you're dating, does he have like a Y at the end of his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. I
feel like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
Okay.
I know. This is a good thing. I see first of all, he's a good guy. You guys, how do I put this? I want to say this in a polite way.
They connect?
They connect. No, they connect. That's a good way to put it. But I also see, how long you've been dating him?
Just about, it's going to be next week, 5 months. Since
okay.
The end of May.
Okay. So have you ever had an argument?
Yeah. It's mostly over because he says, I just don't know if I want a commitment. I just want a date, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. I like
right.
you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to tell you he will be willing to commit. Okay? He's just...
But I keep getting mixed up because I think he likes to hang out a little bit. You know what I mean? But he's...
I
don't know.
I know. So this is what you do, okay? Remember, you also want to be in the driver's seat, okay? So that means you kind of want to go this way. You want to be, okay, we'll go out, we'll hang out, you know, don't complain, everything's good. And then once you realize that he's kind of making it a little difficult, like it's always his way, you start doing
yeah.
it your way. No complaining, but do it your way. You go out, you do your thing with your friends, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you hold true to it, because it's funny. He's the kind, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? It's okay
do you think
for
so?
Him. Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so.
But I haven't done that. Usually I see him every Saturday, every Sunday, you know.
Yeah, well, you make it easy for him, don't you?
Yeah.
That's good, because you like him. And I'm not necessarily saying be a game player. But I'm saying is if you always make yourself available, Jessica, am I right?
Yeah. Forget it. That commitment will never come.
That's right. You can't. You got to show him that if just because just you don't want it to be like, okay, whenever you want me, I'm there. Okay?
No. I do have going out with friends and stuff like on a Sunday or something.
Yeah. Okay. I really would suggest that every once in a while you shake it up a little with him so we realize that you're not in the box already. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
I
highly recommend it, because if you do that, I think this thing will go the distance for sure.
I can do that. He's a little bit younger. That's okay, right?
That's a good thing. Yeah. No, I see this as a good connection. You two make a good combination. You make each other laugh.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
makes me laugh.
That's a nice thing, you know. The other thing is he gets you and you get him. More importantly, you get him.
Yeah. And can I ask one more question? Just like,
sure.
I don't want to talk too much, but my ex got residential custody of my son, and it's like that was the most devastating thing in my life, but he just kept fighting me, and he knew once he got him over there, he had the house and the blah, 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 that he would never, he's only 10, it's like killing me. It's happened last January, and I just had a visit with my son. I'll see him this weekend, but you know, I just rubbed his head, like with my son watching TV, and he almost started to cry because he doesn't get that affection with me. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah. I know it's a bad situation. I get it, and I know it breaks your heart. But I also know that sadly, in this life, sometimes we don't get what we want, and fairness isn't always the way things go. And this certainly was not fair. This was a question of your ex having more money, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, and being able to take you to court.
Yep.
Mhm. Yeah. So
he did it to his first wife too. He just keeps getting away with this.
Well, you know, it's funny. Let's put it this way. No one ever gets away with anything. Not really, because karma is a great equalizer. And no one truly gets away with anything. Mark my words, he's not getting away with anything. Okay?
Well, not that I want harm, but I mean, what are you, is he just going to, like, you know, then when my son gets to be 18, my dad's the one who, you know, took care of me, but I took care of him until he was 10, you know, and then but he's going to forget all that.
Right. I will tell you that for the most part, and this is important for you to know, your son will come around in about 2 years, 2.5 years, totally understanding of what's gone on, and you're not going to have to worry about it, okay?
Do you think he'll
want
to come back?
I know he's going to, I can't tell you, I do believe he'll be back living with you, yes, I do believe that. Okay?
Yeah, because real quick, I can say that his dad is very regimented with him, because when he came home, he says, well, I'll take a shower here, Mom, but I can't wash my hair because I'm only allowed to wash it every other day, and that's our routine. And then he tries to get away with stuff because his dad's like, and then when he calls and he's like kind of saying on the phone, it must be very regimented. I don't know if I'm wrong or not.
Let me ask you a question. Does your son have attention deficit disorder?
Sometimes I think he does. He's been...
It, and I think you know, you already know it. You say sometimes he does, but you know he has it, right?
In my heart, I think he does, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The reason why your husband has them so regimented is because of that. It is much easier for someone with attention with ADD, attention deficit disorder. I can't believe I just said that.
My son has it.
But yeah, with somebody like that, it's very important to have rituals and traditions and a very strict schedule. And I think that's what your ex-husband is doing with him. So it's not all bad, okay?
No, but I couldn't, because when I had him, my ex had him two different days and every other weekend and two different days and all that other stuff. I don't know how to explain
it. I know, Suzanne. And, you know, here's the thing. It's not about what you could or couldn't do or what he can or can't do. It's about the fact that you need your son to know that you love him and you let him know every chance you get. And for now, this is how it's going to go, but that will change in the next 2.5 years. Okay, sweetie? I hope this has been helpful for you, Suzanne.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a wonderful evening. Yeah, that's always hard. You know, it's not a fair world always. But I always tell people, karma is a great equalizer. No, I don't wish anything bad on anybody. I don't have to. You know, I know that what's supposed to happen is going to happen, and everything will end up being fair in the end,
right.
And that's all that matters. Let's take a little break here because I love this song, and I'm going to play it and make me happy.
I can't wait till the day when you knock on my door.
Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
I was going to say, don't ask me because I don't have a clue.
Katrina and the Waves. That's a, I always liked that song. When it first came out, I was like,
yeah.
I used to walk around the house dancing.
It's peppy.
It's peppy. It's a Pepe Le Pew song.
Okay.
Let's go with that. Why not? Hey, we've got a bunch of callers on the line. We're going to get to them in just 1 second. The next one up is going to be Debbie. So, Debbie, we'll be talking to you next. I wanted to talk about something that a very dear friend of mine sent to me today via the Internet, and I wanted to read it because it was so cool. And I, as you mentioned that you
well,
heard.
And I happen to, you know, I don't go on the computer for personal stuff at work. I went home for 2 seconds, and I saw this story.
It's so cute. It's a devoted Iowa couple who were married for...
It was like 70-some years, 72.
72, yeah, years. They died holding hands in the hospital last week.
Isn't that sweet?
1 hour apart, and it was so sweet. And they said the passing reflected the nature of their marriage, where, as a rule, everything they did was done together, said the couple's daughter, who's 71,
by the way.
Oh, my
gosh. So they were in their 90s?
Yeah, his name was Gordon Yeager, and he was 94, and his wife, Norma, was 90, and they left their small town state center, Iowa, on Wednesday to go into town, but they never made it. A car accident sent the couple to the emergency room and the intensive care unit with broken bones and other injuries. But even in their hospital, it says their concerns were with each other. And they were saying that she was saying her chest hurt, but what's wrong with Dad? Even laying there like that, she was worried about
her dad,
you know, which the husband. Said the couple's son, Dennis Yeager, who's 52. And so they had their children years apart.
Yeah.
171, he's 52. And his back was hurting, and he was asking about his wife or mom. How's mom, you know? And so, you know, it became clear that their conditions weren't going to improve, and the couple was moved into a room together in bed side by side where they could hold hands. And they joined hands, but his right hand and her left hand. They said. And then Gordon Yeager died at 3:38 p.m., and he was no longer breathing. But the family was surprised by his monitor because someone in the room said, well, if he's passed, then why, when we look at the monitor, is his heart still beating? And the nurse said that the father was picking up the mom's heartbeat through the mom's hand.
Oh, my gosh. How weird is that?
And the children thought, oh, my gosh, mom's heart is beating through him.
Aww.
Oh, my God. It just brought such a tear to my eye. I mean, oh, my gosh. She graduated from high school in May 26th of 1939 at 10 a.m. And by 10 p.m. That night, she was married to this gentleman, Mr. Yeager. And they had a very full life. They worked as a team. They traveled together. They were in bridge club together. They worked at a Chevy dealership together, a creamery, and some other businesses. It says they did everything together. They weren't apart. They just weren't. And they said that Dad, Dennis Yeager, was outgoing and a hyperman who was still working on the roof of his house, sitting cross-legged with no problem at the age of 90.
Oh, wow.
He did his yoga. And they said the party never started till he showed up. He was outgoing, and the wife support him by being the giver. And, that was just wow.
That's sweet. Wouldn't we all love to have a relationship like that?
You know, it's just so fulfilling for the husband and wife, but also for the children. And this is why I think he said that one of the children said, you know, it was so hard to go to their home to see their two chairs side by side that they sat in all the time. You know, and apparently they used to cheer on the Arizona sports teams that they loved, and they rarely missed an episode of Wheel of Fortune or The Price is Right.
Oh, really?
But apparently the father had said, you know, too many people give up and get divorces these days. And one of the grandsons had said to him, well, you know, I'm married 13 years, and that's not going to happen to me. And the grandfather said, that's because you're old school like me. And he said that was the best compliment he ever got. So it's kind of amazing, and they're an adorable old couple. I saw their pictures on the Internet, and if you all want to, you know, look it up, it's Gordon Yeager, Y-E-A-G-E-R, and his wife Norma. May they rest in peace. That's pretty awesome. They crossed over together.
That's a heartwarming
cool.
story. Even though they passed, it's still a heartwarming story.
It is still heartwarming because, you know, you live with somebody that long, I guess, you know, basically they were your entire life.
Yes.
not having them there would be like having a piece of you missing. I would think your heart couldn't beat without them.
Right,
right. You know, I mean, that's just, that's pretty awesome. I really love that. That's really nice. Okay, you know what? I think we should do this, don't you?
Sure.
Next caller. Hi, Debbie. You're on with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas. What part of Texas?
West Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Near the Lubbock area.
How can I help you tonight?
I've got a strange question for you.
Oh, I love that.
About 18 years ago, I had this odd supernatural experience where I saw something and then immediately there was light at the foot of my bed, and then this light kind of came onto me, through me, in me, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year after that, a man that deemed himself to be an apostle and a prophet was in the group that we communicated with, saw me having this experience and told me that I would be seeing things behind the veil, is what he said, and that I would not be afraid. And I've been waiting for 15 years for this to come about. And my background is such to where I've been told to basically leave stuff like that alone, but I don't know what it is that is blocking this, or whether or not, can you see anything about this at all that would explain?
Well, I'm glad you called me with an easy one. I will tell you this, okay? The first thing I can tell you automatically that you're dealing with is you're truly not quite ready to embrace it because you're afraid of it.
Okay.
Correct?
I don't know. It's not a question of believing it or being afraid of it. I want to know where it comes from. I mean, when you have a Christian background and then you start, you know, psychic witchcraft, the other side, the this, the that, and things that you're taught to leave those things alone. But this part is okay. Then,
well,
you know, you kind of get a mixed message, and you don't know exactly which way to go. And
it's very difficult. It's difficult. I agree with you. There are many mixed messages sometimes that come out of the Bible, and I will say this at the risk of offending certain listeners. The Bible was written between 80 and 300 years after Jesus Christ died. Now, I don't know about you, but if I give my husband a list to pick up for groceries at the grocery store, he comes home sometimes with the wrong stuff, and that's only a couple hours difference. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I guess is there are certain things that are in the Bible that I sometimes feel don't make sense. And I live and subscribe to this theory. I know that God is a true God and a fair God and a just God, and I don't believe that he would give us premonitions, give us spiritual gifts, which is what they're referred to in the Bible. You see, certain people are given spiritual gifts. That is your spiritual gift. And I think maybe where you're having your difficulty or where you feel like you're having a lack of conviction could be with the way you are defining your ability or what has happened to you. It's not a witchcraft. I mean, please don't ever call it that. And I want to be really careful, you know, Wiccan, the Wiccan religion, I'm not certainly not an expert on it by any means. I know what people have shared with me and told me about it, but they do nothing evil and have no bad intent, and they just honor the elements, the wind, the earth, the fire, and the sea, I believe. So I don't want to say anything. Anyone that I've ever known that was involved in that were just good, honest people. And it's almost any religion, you know, I'm Catholic, I'm a Christian, almost any religion that you're in is dependent upon how you use that religion. So they do talk about spiritual gifts. They talk about angels, and they talk about the angels being messengers. They talk about the hierarchy of angels. And so what I'm going to tell you is there was also the Book of Tobit, which at one time was accepted and then it wasn't accepted, and I don't know where they are with it these days, but there's a whole lot out there, and I believe you were visited by an angel. Do you feel that way as well?
Well, it was more of a vision than it was anything else, and I don't know whether that was power from on high that visited me. I mean, it felt that way because there was no other way to describe it. You know, I don't know what to do with this confirmation of one thing, and I don't know what to expect of what it will look like or what I'm supposed to do with it when I get to a point where I'm ready to go, okay, bring it.
Okay. This is what I would say, two things, and I'm going to go back to this again. Were you afraid of it?
No.
Okay. One of the things that I tell everybody, when you've been visited by an angelic being, a spiritual guide that's good and pure and divinely sent, you will never be afraid. You will not be scared. Even if it seems odd to other people that, you know, you're sitting there seeing this glowing light at the foot of your bed, you know, everyone else would think, holy God, that would scare the heck out of me, right? But it didn't you, right? Because
no.
You knew it filled you with a sense of peace at the same time. You
right.
knew it fit. You knew it was right. Anytime you are visited by a demonic being, you're going to be scared to death, okay? So I think that answers your question there, coupled with the fact that this was also validated to you by someone else in the church already. I think that if you take those two things, and the way you'll know it, I'm going to tell you, pray on it. And this might sound odd, but I'm going to go back to it because it's the first thing I said when I started talking to you. The reason why you're having trouble with it is you're just simply not accepting of it just yet. You're afraid. You're afraid of how you'll be viewed if you use this gift.
Well, that could be it, yeah.
Okay.
Until
you're willing.
Do you have any... I certainly believe that angels are fully capable of visiting us and bringing us messages and things like that. Is there some possibility that they can tell me how I should be able to use this apparent gift whenever I get to that point? I mean, what
yes.
am I supposed to do with it when
okay.
when I get ready?
I will tell you that I had a similar type of experience and several different times, and I remember once coming into a mineral shop years and years and years ago, and I had walked in, and the woman looked up at me and said, "You're the chosen one." And I looked at her like, "What? I can't wait to get out of here now. You're nuts, okay?" I didn't know what she meant, and yet I really wasn't scared. It was the oddest thing, and I almost froze in my because I knew of my spiritual gifts, but I didn't know anybody else knew about them, and I wasn't ready to embrace them yet. And
right.
I just stood there frozen, thinking, this is a message, because I felt like it was, like she knew. She knew, and it was her way of saying, you know you've been given these gifts to use to help others. What are you doing with them? You know, and it was because I wasn't ready to embrace them. So I didn't know how to use them or what direction to go with them. And I would say again to you, until you embrace them, you won't know what direction to go in.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so you have to be willing to embrace them. Once you do, you'll be fine. It will the clarity will just come out.
Okay. Am
I making it understandable?
Well, yes, you are. I just keep thinking that maybe that there is something that I'm missing, that I'm maybe not listening to, or that I'm not hearing. That
you're not going to be able to hear, to see, to sense, or to have the intuition or receive the messages until you're willing to embrace it. Because they're not going to. It's like having these spiritual gifts, these secrets revealed to you. You have to be willing to carry the message forward. and I'm not sure you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
well,
a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it's like, okay, I can pray about this and say, okay, I believe I'm ready. Can we wade into this water, or do we have to dive head first, or what?
Well, let me ask you this. I think you're looking for a level of comfort with this. Have you spoken to your clergy about it?
I am kind of what you call outside the organized church, which is why I said that this gentleman was part of a, I'm going to call it a non-organized church.
Okay.
And I don't really have anybody now that we've kind of lost touch because I have moved and things, and I don't really have anybody that I can talk to about things like that. And I think that his perspective on this was something along the lines of that mm-hmm. spiritual warfare, demonic exorcism type of seeing.
Okay.
Things. Because,
have you ever delved into the paranormal before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've had weird things happen to me.
Okay.
Strange things.
Talk to me about that.
I had my brother passed about 2 years ago, and I had a lady talk to me one time about seeing not only my brother but an uncle and my grandmother and some other people from the other side that had already passed show up, and within about 3 days of that, I had 3 instances of his name showing up from
mm-hmm.
odd places, and it's not a common name.
No, I understand completely.
And like, I got a phone call, and I don't know how to do this without saying his name is Monty. And
okay.
Like I said, that's not a common name, especially in the age group that I am in. And
right.
within 3 days, I mean, just bam, 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 it came to me from different places. And I actually got a phone call. I work as a call center representative from home. I had a call from a woman in Washington on my line, and I asked her, I said, well, ma'am, can you tell me what your name is? And she said, Monty something. And I said, can you spell that for me? And she spelled it, and her last name is spelled R-E-A-L-M-E, real me. She pronounced it real me. But it was like, this is the most surreal thing, because I
right.
had been questioning if that was really him or not. And so then I get this phone call from a woman that her name says Monty, real me. And
mm-hmm.
I just about freaked. I mean, you can imagine the freak out. On that,
yeah, of course,
I'm like,
I know that.
But, yeah,
it always comes
know.
In three. That's the way the angels show you messages.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's been just one of the many things that
okay.
that happens. And I'm open to it. I'm not really afraid of it. I just want to make sure that the source of all of this is that I'm not delving into some kind of darkly odd spot that I'm not supposed to be. There's some leftover residual religious no-no that's standing
and
in the way.
Let me tell you, you're right. Let me tell you, Jessica and I have been very active in several paranormal groups. We know the paranormal world very, very well. And I'm not going to lie to you. There are some things that will scare you and turn you gray, okay? You'll have gray hair. You'll run out with gray hair.
Yep.
And it's because of some of those things that we have stopped our activities. I will tell you that I'm not so sure that delving into the paranormal is where you're being guided at this point.
Right.
Okay.
And I really don't think that I want to go that direction, but I want to be open to the spiritual that is on the other side behind all of this that we think is so real, because I know it's real and that it's out there.
Okay, now I'm just going to hit you with this because you haven't come up with it yet, and I thought you would. So have you ever thought that you were a natural healer?
I guess if you define healing as laying on of hands or something like that, I haven't thought of it in those terms, but as far as maybe emotional healing or
mm-hmm.
mental healing or psychic whatever, because I get what I refer to as downloads often.
Right. Mm-hmm. I understand.
It's usually something that either maybe I need to know, or sometimes once in a while something that somebody else needs to know. But as far as standing up in front of a group, you know, and saying, oh, this person, come here, this thing about you, and I see this, or this. I always thought I wanted to do that until I thought how much pressure that was going to be, you know, on a person and people tagging around after you all the time and stuff. I would love to be able to do that and to help mm-hmm. people in that way. I've never thought about the actual healing part, but I would be open to whatever as long as it helps people.
Okay, this is the thing. I would recommend that you do two things in your daily endeavors. And the first thing, of course, is whenever you're dealing with anything that is considered part of your special blessing, start with a simple prayer that goes something like, God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Saints, and Angels, I ask that everything that I do brings blessings to everyone involved. And I also ask that you please safeguard any interactions that I have and any communications that I have and any assistance that I get to make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. If you say something like that, then you're praying for your highest good and with your truest and best intentions, and that's all that will come back upon you. And if you're like me, you're going to have to hear that again. So go ahead, once this show is over, it'll be a blog podcast, and you can re-listen to it and scooch ahead and just listen to that segment. And it'll be, let me see, just to help you out there, it'll be right about the 1 hour and 14 minute mark. If you play that, you'll be able to hear that prayer pretty quickly. Okay? But that's what I would do to make sure that you're protecting yourself from anything that's out there. And then there are some other things that you do need to do to ground yourself and to make sure that you create a barrier around you to make sure that nothing negative can get to you. You'll need to do those things too. But I think it's a journey you're taking, and you're taking it slowly, and that's why it's called a journey.
Right.
Okay,
well,
Debbie?
Like I said, 15 years, that's a long time to wait, and I'm about getting to the end of my rope here. I'm starting
well,
to get
I
a little
you,
impatient.
Well, I think you need to stop waiting, and you need to start moving forward.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate
it.
Yes, ma'am.
Makes sense?
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling. Has this been helpful?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. That's tough. You know, you're waiting for an answer. You know that you're special.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's special, but she was kind of delivered a very special message. I believe she's in a non-denominational church. She's Christian but non-denominational,
okay.
I believe is what I was getting. And I think that it's tough.
Well, these gifts don't come with instructions.
They don't. And you know, like for me, it was a journey. I had to, you know, a journey begins with one step. And I think, for instance, for her, this call was one step, wasn't it? It was just one step.
Well, yeah. And now she knows what she needs to do.
Right. And it's just slow process.
But not easy, because I remember you going through a lot of this stuff, and it wasn't easy.
Yeah, it wasn't, because you don't know. You're like, well, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, okay, I have this knowledge. What am I supposed to do with it?
Right.
The Bible says, you know, this. You
right.
know, I'm not supposed to.
And that's the problem, being a Christian.
Right.
And having this gift when the Bible tells you.
Yeah, you know, like there'll be no sightseers, mediums, and you're like, well, okay, but wait a second, you know, what am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
And if I truly want to help people, I can't do my regular job and this.
Right.
I mean, I tried, I was exhausted.
Well, and I think God's not going to give you this gift just to squander away, you know.
And that's why I suggested she speak to her clergy, because I know that helped me so much, you know, talking to a Catholic priest and him saying it's a spiritual gift.
Right.
You're meant to use it,
right.
You know. No different than the clergy do what they do, yet they have to be compensated. And that was my way, because that was my problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing readings for a fee.
Right.
I had a very difficult time.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have
beginning.
To work. You have to make money,
right,
too,
exactly.
Just like everybody else does.
Because if I weren't able to charge for that, then I would have to go out and work a regular job, and then I wouldn't be able to do the reading. So I what I did was I ended up charging a very reasonable fee, and then I feel comfortable with that, and I was able to make peace with it. But I understand her point. It's tough. No. It's a tough one.
I can imagine.
And it's never easy. And I think that, like I said, she should talk to her clergy, because I know that it's the guilt that's bothering her.
Right.
She's not open to it.
Well, right.
She has to embrace it, you know. So you have a choice. I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want this one or do you want this one? This one?
That one.
Okay. This is Jessica's choice, so I know it's going to be a good one. We'll be back in two.
My father.
God only knows I'm one.
Ooh, that was Sandy Thorn, or Tom. I don't know. This is a remake of the House of the Rising
Sun. I was
going
to say, that is not the person that I expected to be singing that. You gave me a choice. And I'm going, I loved it. I still loved it. But it wasn't the voice I expected.
It's because it's a low-budget show, and we can't have
real
music.
We have low-budget singers.
We have low-budget. No, I would like to say we have creative singers who take wonderful songs and make them sound almost as good as the original.
It was good. It still had the, made you feel good.
It really did. It really did. You know what? We have to take another caller.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Is this, it says Thespina. Hello? But this is, wait a second. Is this Despina? Despina? Who's, I think the spelling is wrong here. Okay, this is area code 202, and I'll just say the first three digits, 965. Are you live on the air?
I think you lost him.
Okay, well, I won't cut her off. I'll just freeze her for a moment and hopefully come back to her. Apparently, Susie is serving up some turkey burgers in the chat room.
Turkey burgers, yeah.
Yeah, what did we have for dinner?
We had veggie burgers.
Veggie burgers. We had, my daughter made them.
Yeah,
they were
delicious.
Awesome. Yeah, I love veggie burgers.
And, of course, my daughters brought a McDonald's hamburger with her.
Well, yeah, she did. Well,
I need beef.
She said, I need meat. My daughter's been a vegetarian for, 5 years now? Four years?
It's been a long time.
And I was a vegetarian until I got pregnant with her, and I started craving meat. I had my first McDonald's hamburger when my daughter, 16 years ago.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, my God, these are good. What have I been missing? Yeah, I never even ate at McDonald's. Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
I mean, I when I was 4 and 5, I remember my parents took me there with my brothers and sisters, and we ate, and I thought it was hideous.
Well, because back then, do you remember what the chicken nuggets used to be like?
It was like pieces
of chicken with fat in between. It was so gross.
No, I never ate there, and I didn't know. And then I was pregnant with our first daughter, and I said to my husband, "Oh, they just put that one of those McDonald's in over where we lived." And I went to, I don't know, one day I just had this craving that I had to have a cheeseburger, and I didn't even know why.
You need that iron.
Maybe I don't know what it was, but I had one. I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is better than anything I've ever tasted in my life." It was all downhill after that.
Oh,
that's all I can say.
Well, I give her kudos for being a vegetarian because, I love steak.
I don't think we've cooked steak in this house in 2 months.
Really?
We don't beef at all. We do chicken. We do fish.
I don't do much beef either. I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm more of a chicken person, but a good steak every once in a while.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing
Outback.
Like a New York strip steak,
Ooh,
right?
Outback
yeah,
steak.
A good filet mignon. Okay. We love to talk about
food.
We had
a veggie burger for dinner, that's why.
I know. Well, no, but it was a great veggie burger.
It was delicious.
It was really good. So there you go. Okay, we're going to stop talking about food and making everybody hungry. okay. they said, welcome to the dark side, moo, yum. This is true in the chat room. And I also want to say this, that... you're right that beef does have hormones in it, and that's actually, they say that a lot of girls are reaching puberty earlier because of all the hormones in the meats that they're eating, because they're pumping them full. I was in Maine with our daughters, and my husband and I, let's see, I'm trying to think what happened. Oh, I took them to the local library because it was in the old school that was built in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So they had put in a library up there, and it's so cool, So I was like, so I took the girls over, and we're looking, and my daughter, being my daughter, is like, I don't want to touch a used book. And she's not this way anymore, but she was then, okay?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember. And she's like, oh, no, it might have germs or something. I'm like, no, it's fine. So I said, you pick a couple of books, and we'll take them out, and read them. So they were looking, and she just wanted to find a book that looked like nobody had read.
And that'll be the most boring book in the entire library.
One could only wish, but no, it was that book on we are what we eat. I forget the name of what it was, and it was all about what they did to the animals and the restaurants and all this stuff. And from that, she's very, very smart young lady, and so she read this book. It was like 300 pages, 400 pages, and that night she says, "I'm never eating meat again."
Which she hasn't.
She hasn't, no. And I thought, okay, that's a phase, you know. But then I realized it wasn't, and then I had to take her to a nutritionist so that we could make sure she ate right because, you know, you got to replace
Well, that's the problem without that protein. You have to replace it with something.
Got
to
push the protein. So a lot of nuts, a lot of beans, a lot of soy milk. Got to push it all the time, push, because if she doesn't get 45 grams of protein, it's really bad, and you can't really replace it once too much time goes by, you know, so you got to be careful. Okay, so we're going to try this person one more time and see if we can get them. Hi, this is going to a caller who's at 202-965. I will not say the rest of the number. Are you on the line? Hello? Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I can hear her breathing, but I don't hear her talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to have to put her on hold again. That's too bad because I would love to have spoken with her. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Hi, you're on live at the Christian Psychic Cafe. This is going out to area code 951-760.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Donna, and I'm from California.
Hi, Donna from California. What part of California?
I'm in San Diego.
San Diego. Okay, what's your address? No, I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be scary? I know, that would be really freaky. Okay, how can I help you today?
I'm not sure. I've never really tuned into your guys' show before. Do you guys do readings? Is that what it is?
We do readings, we do advice, just kind of a little bit of everything. Generally, people call in and they have a specific question that they're looking for information on. Or tonight we did a little bit of astrology. What's your birth date?
Oh, it's 10/25/67.
10/25/67, okay. And tell me just a little bit about, I know you do have a question, something that you're kind of interested, right?
Well, I mean, there's so many things that that's on my mind, but maybe I don't know. Can I maybe see what comes through, or should I be more specific? It's probably hard to kind of.
Well, no, I can tell you. I can tell you. There's a couple of things on your mind right now. What I'm sensing is okay. Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm just gonna. You know, this is what I do. So I'll just put it out there. Okay. You are an extremely. You like to kind of do things your own way. You're very independent. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And you also have a lot of confidence in yourself. I mean, I'm not saying you're like, you know, the most confident person in the world, but what I sense is that you pretty much know you can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. Is that also correct?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Okay. And this is the thing that's kind of odd, but kind of not. You're not necessarily like Miss Social. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying. You do have friends. It's
right.
Not that kind of thing. It's just that, you know, you're not out there like, okay, you know, I'm the social butterfly and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But for whatever reason right now, I feel like you're kind of suspicious of someone. Is this true?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I mean, by nature, I think, Scorpios are suspicious. But,
yeah.
There's a guy that I'm seeing. I just never know, you know.
Okay, and this is kind of the thing I think that you're most interested in right now is you want to know,
right.
You know, what's he doing? Is he in? Is he out? It's kind of like one
right.
toe in, one toe out, right? Okay,
right.
Here's the thing I'm going to tell you. He's in, but he doesn't know how in he is.
Mm.
Make sense?
Well, he just doesn't know what to do, how to go about it.
No, I think he knows how to do it. I'm sorry. I don't know why I find that funny.
Odd.
Wait a minute. Okay, he knows.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, we're both clear on that. What I meant to say is I think, I don't think it's a how thing, though. I mean, I know in the sense that you mean it. I think it's more of a... Is there a lack of maturity on his part?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So that's what I'm feeling, and he just needs some time, and he needs to grow a little bit, and You know what I'm saying? And this is the other thing that I want to say again for you, because it's, you know, I know that, you know, being a Scorpio, you should have certain character traits, but it's kind of funny because even though you're a Scorpio, I see that you actually have a lot of character traits that are from a Libra too.
Yeah, that's my rising too. So.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Because I see that, you know, and and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I think your better qualities come from yours. You know, I think some of the things that you pick up from Libras. I'm not going to say you dislike hard work, but you want to work smart. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
Yeah. So, and that's a good thing. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that you do have a predisposition to always thinking about money a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And how you can arrange to have some of it. So you're always thinking about opportunities, money-making ideas, et cetera. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, not that I do anything about it, but I do think about it.
well, and this is what I'm going to tell you. You have a nice, unique combination of Scorpio and Libra, and so what I would suggest you do is to use that in a combination and start actually moving forward with some of those ideas. Look, I'm going to tell you, out of every 11 ideas you have, one will bring you a lot of money.
Right, I know these.
Yeah. Okay, but if you don't get through the 10, you're never going to hit the 11.
Well, I know. I just have to do it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. I know everything that it just says. Yeah.
Okay. So you validated it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Was this okay for you?
Sure. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be going to, it's a possible live-in situation opportunity. Do you see that going well, or do you see any conflict or clash of personalities?
I see that going well. I don't see you know, bosom buds, but I see that it's going to go well, and there'll be respect, and that's probably more important than anything.
Right. Cool. So sounds good. All right. Sounds great.
Right,
Thank you for your time.
Good. Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
I hope you tune in again.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'll tune in again. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye
you're
now.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Trying to log that off. Our studio switchboard here is a little bit slow tonight.
It looks a little bit slow.
I don't know why, but it's a little bit slow. So let's take a look here. You know what we need to do, Jessica?
What?
We need to do our email, VATO email.
Uh-oh.
So let's do that. And I'm going to do
and
that
I will
now.
Win rock, paper, scissors today.
Okay,
I will.
Are you ready?
I am determined.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, I think I've played rock every week. Why do I do that?
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't know why it's so funny. All right, you run down.
If I did paper, you would have done scissors.
I know.
I just can't win.
It's just you can't win. I told you, you can't play rock, paper, scissors with the psychic. You could never
win.
Well,
then we'll play something else.
Yeah, I might lose. All right, you get to run down to the mailbox, okay? Okay, we have a VATO email. We have actually a bunch of emails that came in this week. So we're just each week we read two emails. And what I'm going to suggest to you is that read these two emails. Is that you know, folks? If you go to the website www.drginny.com, that's drginny.com. If you go to that website and you put in the contact me page your email address, you will go into our VATO email drawing, which means that if you get picked, you will then be able to schedule a free 30-minute private reading with me at a later date, and our winner will be notified tomorrow morning via email. So on that note, Jessica, I'm going to let you pick into any of those new emails that we got. And by the way, folks, all the emails that we get go into the VATO email. And if you're not drawn this week, you will stay in the VATO email, so you may get picked next week or the week after. So
yeah, so you're sitting in a giant vat.
A giant vat, because isn't that everybody's dream? You know, it's on your bucket list, isn't it?
That's
I want to sit in a vat. Okay, you go ahead. Pick one and read it.
Okay.
Okie dokie, bokey. I think the coffee
just
hit.
That was just a little too peppy for me.
I know, sorry.
All right, this is from Janice. Mum. Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica, just wanted to say how much I enjoy the show. You two make me laugh, and I wait for the show every Wednesday. So thank you. And that was from Janice from Middleton.
Okay.
Middleton, somewhere in the United
States. Somewhere in the United States. You're not going
to
say
and
where.
And you didn't listen to me. I could tell. You weren't focused on me.
You're right. I wasn't at all. Because our producer just handed me something, and I wasn't listening.
I know.
Please,
I'm like, I'm just
again.
Talking to myself here.
I apologize. Please, I you have 110% of
my focus.
I'm
reading it again.
Okay, I'm ready.
She says, just wanted to say how much I enjoy the show. You two make me laugh. And I wait for the show every Wednesday. So thank you. Exclamation point.
That was really sweet. And that's how you knew I wasn't listening, because I would have said,
that moment,
of course. That's pretty cool, and that's pretty nice.
That is
too.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's really
sweet.
See,
and that was sweet. And you had no comment, and that
I
is
mean,
not
you know
like
why?
You.
Because I was, you're right, absolutely. Our producer came in and handed me this interesting thing about it's called stupidity. I don't know if I'm trying to be given a message here or not, but it's about how only in America do drugstores make you sick. Only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions while healthy people can buy cigarettes out front. And it's all kinds of things like that. And so we're going to read these a little on and off over this show and the next future shows because it was a good idea and it's kind of cute. I think that was really sweet of her to write that into us.
That was sweet.
That's really sweet. And
Janice
we are.
From somewhere in the United States.
Somewhere, I know, because I blocked it out, didn't I? Didn't I put it? Yes, because we had to. Because
I'm terrible, and I'll just read whatever's
just
on there.
Read the name, you know, and her address is.
And her phone number is blah, blah, blah.
Whoops, so sorry. No, we're really careful not to ever reveal anybody's information. Okay, I'm going to pick one out, and I'm going to read this one. Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica. Okay, that's us. I'm a school teacher, and I am divorced for 3 years. I teach at a local high school and also just changed schools. Uh-oh. One of my students from the old school, let's call her Helen, which I'm assuming is not her real name, please God, showed up at my home and asked me to dinner. Well, I went, and we have been dating.
She's a high school student?
I am 34. She is 17.
Okay.
I know this is not considered right, but I also feel we have a special connection. Do you think there is a future for the two of us? And this is from Manny P., as in Paul, and I am not going to say the state or anything else. What I'm going to say is you might feel you have a special connection to her, but I also wonder if you feel you have a special connection to handcuffs, because I'm going to tell you right now.
Pervy.
This is, yeah, okay. You would
not
like
to be blunt or anything.
Not to be blunt. That's a little pervy. Manny, here's the thing. You're 34, she's 17. You're at totally, completely different places in your life. I understand a little bit of this as you're trying to recapture your youth. But, dear God, boy, she's 17 years younger than you, right? Is that right?
That's
is my math correct?
17 to 34? Yeah.
Okay, all right. 17
years
younger.
You could have a 17-year-old child.
Okay, well, that goes beyond the point. The fact that you've been divorced 3 years, Manny, and I know that it's probably been difficult, and this is a chance to kind of recapture that youth and have that person that you didn't find in your first marriage that you thought you had. I get all that. But I just want you to think about this. Those 17 years that you can never get back, okay, because you have to move forward and so does she, you're kind of stealing those years away from her, okay, because you're going to have expectations of a 34-year-old with you, and she's not. And that means all those experiences that she would have made with somebody who was 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, she's not going to have all those because she's going to be with you. And in essence, you'll be stealing her youth, and I don't think it's right. And I'm usually not that vocal about stuff like this. And Manny, better watch it because she's 17. And
underage.
I think that's called jailbait.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm
not so cool with this either. I mean, this girl is using you as a father figure,
right.
And I guarantee you, her parents are either divorced or does not have a good home life, and it's not fair. You're mature. You're adult.
He's a teacher.
You
should be responsible enough to see what's
right.
going on.
And I'm not trashing you, Manny. I just want you to know that this is, I think you need to rethink this situation. I think you need to know. I often on this show, I think you know on the show that we always, we shoot straight from the hip. We tell it like it is. And so, dude, rethink this. Rethink this and rethink it now. And I'll be sending you an email in the morning personally. So that one does not go in the vat o email. Okay.
That goes in the burst of flames.
I know, Manny, you're confused. We'll talk in the morning. I'm going to send you an email. We'll set up a time to talk. Okay. In the meantime, let's go ahead and pick a winner for our free email reading.
That giant
That's
vat.
Go into the vat. Leave Manny's here. That goes over here. Okay. Did you just drive a stake through Manny's?
No, I thought I was bursting into flames.
Okay, here we go. Okay, reaching in, reaching in. Okay, got it. And the winner is... Dun-da-da. Wait, do a drum roll. Oh, that was really good. Okay. Weak. All right, the winner is Tim M., as in Mary. Tim M. from Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, you're the winner?
A country western singer?
Wouldn't that be funny? I don't know of any country western singers with the initials TM.
I don't either.
No,
but that
was,
but I don't really.
It was Elvis Presley.
He's not exactly alive.
He's still alive. Oh, my God, he sent him for
I think
terrible.
He could probably...
He's just dead.
Let's
just face it. I went there. It was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, it was really cool. I wasn't even a big Elvis fan, but when you go there, there's just so much history, and it's just, like, so cool.
I've always wanted to go. I was an Elvis fan, and I used to like
cool.
his movies.
Yeah.
So they were really stupid, but I liked
but
them.
They were, you know, it was... did we talk about this on the show already? Cause I don't want to bore
people. I don't
people.
Know.
Okay, about the shag carpeting in one of the rooms, and all I kept thinking that if he clipped his toenails, his DNA is still in there. Okay,
so
I'm a
you
weirdo.
Could clone
you
Elvis.
You could clone Elvis. You want to know this is... okay? This
don't
is
you think they vacuumed? I would hope so.
Have
true.
You ever owned shag carpeting?
Yes,
I mean, it
vacuum.
Is like an archaeological dig in there, okay? There's got to be stuff in there you don't even want to know about. I just think it was cool. I know, but I'm telling you, all I kept thinking is, okay, they're cloning people. They can clone a little Elvis, you know? You see a little kid coming out and combing his hair. That'd be so hysterical. I don't know why I find that so funny. That's so great. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to do another reading in just a second. Right now, we're going to do a little bit of Mamas and the Papas because you want to know why we're doing Mamas and Papas?
Is it really the Mamas and Papas?
It really is the Mamas and Papas. This isn't one that we got on clearance just to play on the show. Now, this is really the Mama and the Papas. Is that the police helicopter overhead?
Oh, my God.
They're probably coming
they
for you, Manny.
They want to drop in?
No. We're in trouble now.
That's what happens when windows are open.
I know, but I like the fresh
you
air.
You and your fresh air.
Fresh air gives you good, positive energy. It's great. We'll play Mamas and the Papas because Chyna Phillips is on.
Is on
Dancing
what?
With the Stars, and she is the daughter of Phillips, the guy from Mamas and the Papas.
Right.
Okay, see, there's always a chain. Here we go.
Okay.
Ba-da, 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 ba-da.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
Song. I love the Mamas and the Papas. Is it true Cass Elliot died of eating a sandwich? Is that true?
I never heard that.
I heard
she
choked in bed eating a sandwich. Is that true?
Is
that like an old
legend? And I never heard that.
An urban legend?
Probably.
It probably is. You know what? But I know we happen to have Daniel Rivers in the chat room.
Yeah,
and
Daniel will know.
Daniel will know. Is it true that Cass Elliot died from eating half a sandwich in bed?
What kind of sandwich was it? Maybe it was peanut butter. It was so sticky.
Ham and cheese. I bet you someone's going to Google it right now and we'll know. And in the meantime, I'm going to take another. I'm not giving up on this caller. Hi, you're on Live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. This is going out to 202-965. Are you on the line?
Yes.
Yes. Yay. Hello. How can I help
you?
Hi,
well,
you know.
I'm glad to hear your voice. You know, you're a tranquilizer for me.
Oh, God bless you. You're so sweet and so kind. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, I think, but I still have questions.
Oh, I'm ready to answer.
It's about a gentleman. A gentleman.
Okay.
But I really don't know what he wants from me. I really don't want.
You really don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. I think this gentleman in question has a sincere interest in you, and I think you know he has a sincere interest in you. I think your concern is what level of interest does he have?
Yes, and if it is serious.
This is the thing.
And why he does not express in a different way, but joking all the time.
I think that he expresses his interest in a humorous way often because it's easier for him to test the waters that way. That way he doesn't get shot down and humiliated, and because of the kind of relationship that you have, it would be awkward for him to do it any other way. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But for how long this will go? And I think
now
he's ready to change position.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. This is new information then, correct? Okay. Have you had an opportunity to perhaps let him know that there might be a modicum of interest on your part?
No.
Okay.
And without knowing, I saw him, but... I did not really mean to, but maybe he took it the wrong way, that I'm not interested in him.
Well,
and,
I would say that he doesn't. He's been joking in a flirtatious way with you,
right?
Mm-hmm. And I would say that he obviously has an interest, but you're in an awkward position right now, because how do you let him know that you're interested without it being awkward?
Yeah.
I get that. It's an awkward situation. How can you do that?
Why do I have to face all the time so difficult situations? A puzzle all the time, every time? I have the phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating. I know. And it is difficult. You're right. This one in particular. But I think when he was flirting before, you weren't quite ready for him. You know what I mean?
At the beginning, no, I did not talk about that as a flirt. That's a happy person, but he tries to make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And his personality is like that, joking and... in a good way, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Little by little, I start feeling that he means a different way, but not that clear, and never ask direct question or let's go for dinner, what are you doing this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
How I can show to him that I'm interested in him without having something solid.
No, I agree, because that would be very awkward. And but I still think there's a way you can get a communication to him that is just the same flavor that he's been giving to you, you know?
Yes, but it's tiresome.
Because I know it is.
I have feelings with him, and I'm not a pleasant position anymore.
And really what you're saying is you want it, and you want him now. And it doesn't quite... you can't do it that way. Oh, God bless you. I adore you.
Do you think that we can... A long time in front of us.
We
have time.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have time with this relationship, and you're going to have to take time with the relationship. And I think it will come to fruition, but you got to give it time. Okay.
That's okay. For 4 years.
Yeah, I know, it's
I'm
been
here.
A long time, but you weren't ready for it back when it
good
when he first started, right?
I kick him here and there.
Oh, people probably don't understand what we're laughing about.
You don't
about.
Know what's going on.
I know. But I know. I think it will take a little bit more time for sure, but I think it's... a good interest, a healthy interest, and I know he's interested back in you, so you're going to have to, that's why they call it the dance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to dance.
To dance.
Yeah. You have to dance now, so you're ready to go, okay? Oh, wonderful. I love it. Okay, then.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Do you think that he's making a turn?
Do I think he's making what?
Making a turn to the opposite way?
I think he will make an attempt if you show him a little bit of interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part.
Joking all the time. He's not doing much.
He's not dancing with you yet. I think what you need to do is you kind of need to be a little bit bolder and kind of put it out there and you know, but without risking the relationship that you have, you know.
Do you think it's appropriate to ask him directly? Not direct, to ask him how you feel about me, myself, but I don't feel comfortable, and I prefer to go to another room.
I think that it's okay, but I think, yeah, I would too. I think that I think it's okay to be direct with him. I think it's a good idea. But at the same time, recognize that if you don't get the answer that we both anticipate,
mm-hmm.
that you may not be able to use him in the same capacity you're using him.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Okay.
Yeah?
So I'll be waiting.
We need to talk about that.
That's the only... Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are more than welcome. It was a delight hearing your voice.
Okay.
You take care.
You
bye bye. God bless. I love her.
Well, I can
she's
tell
great.
That.
She's great. She's
not reading. I got nothing from because I have no idea what you're talking
I
about.
I know. It doesn't matter. I adore her, and I'm so glad she called in. She's just the most awesome person and such a good energy. I want to go into the chat room because Daniel Rivers was kind enough to look up the story on Cass Elliott, and here it goes. Okay, he says, what happened is the doctor saw the sandwich and her position when they found her after she had died and dead, and he said at first it appeared that she had died from choking, but turns out the sandwich was untouched and that she died from a heart attack due to her being overweight, which is
well,
really sad. You know, and this sounds terrible, but I bet she wished she had finished the sandwich first.
Yeah,
you know?
She's probably in heaven going,
wow,
that would have been my great last sandwich.
That would have been the last sandwich I ever had. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean, seriously, if you're going to die, I'd rather die having eaten a pizza.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
A whole pizza.
A whole pizza, yeah. Maybe that's what you die from, a burst stomach, right? Who knows? Oh, my goodness. You know what time it is? Are you going to do this again? Really?
I'm
going to
do it again.
You have no idea what time it is. It's time to say goodbye.
Howdy duty time.
It's howdy duty time. It's time to say goodbye. It's 8 p.m. 8 p.m. It's 10 p.m.
You don't know what's coming to
the show's going
to
go off the air in like 14 seconds. So what I'm going to say is thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, Susie, for manning the chat room, all the people in our chat room, all our callers tonight. We did try to get to as many as we could. We truly appreciate you calling, listening, tuning in each and every Wednesday night. Remember, next week we're going to have a new show, a brand new live show. Every single Wednesday night is our live shows where we'll take calls and answer emails and read stuff that our producer gave us because it's really, really funny, and we got some good stuff here he just handed me, so I think that'll be really good. So we're really looking forward to it, and we hope you tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends about us. Visit us online at www.drginny.com. Thanks again. God bless. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be right back.